This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reached Kiev, Ukraine, after completing his successful visit to Poland. The Indian community accorded a very warm welcome to Mr. Modi on his arrival. Mr. Modi will meet Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to the opportunity to build upon earlier conversations with President Zelensky on strengthening bilateral cooperation and sharing perspectives on a peaceful resolution of the ongoing Ukraine conflict. He said India hopes for an early return of peace and stability in the region. This is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine after the diplomatic relations between the two countries began in 1992. Mr. Modi and Mr. Zelensky will hold discussions on the entire gamut of bilateral relations, ranging from economic and business linkages, agriculture, infrastructure, health and education, pharmaceuticals, defense, culture and people-to-people ties. This visit is taking place against the backdrop of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, which will also form part of the discussions. India has consistently advocated for diplomacy and dialogue to reach a negotiated settlement. Mr. Modi's landmark visit to Ukraine will help further consolidation and expansion of bilateral ties. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India and the US are natural allies and are destined to be strong partners. The minister was addressing the Indian diaspora in Washington on the first day of his official visit to the United States. Mr. Singh reached Washington last evening on a four-day visit to the United States at the invitation of the US Secretary of Defence, Lloyd Austin. After Mr. Singh's arrival, India and the U.S. signed the Security of Supplies Arrangement Document, SOSA, and Memorandum of Agreement regarding the assignment of liaison officers. With the signing of SOSA, India and the U.S. agreed to provide priority support for goods and services that promote national defense. The centre has approved the release of 40 crore rupees in advance to Tripura in view of the flood situation in the state. The amount released as the central share from the State Disaster Response Fund is intended to provide relief to the affected people. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said 11 National Disaster Response Force teams, 3 columns of the Army and 4 helicopters of the Air Force deployed by the centre are already assisting the state government in relief and rescue operations. The minister said no matter what, people in Tripura will find the Narendra Modi government standing shoulder to shoulder with them to battle these difficult times. The first National Space Day is being celebrated across the country today. The theme for this year's celebration is Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Saga, which emphasizes the profound impact of space exploration on society and technology. Speaking at the main function organized on the occasion at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning, President Draupadi Murmu said, Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has made important contributions not only to the space sector but also to the socio-economic development of the country. The president said space exploration has increased the capabilities of human beings, transformed the imagination into reality and revealed the secrets of the universe. Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh said Narendra Modi government has broken the shackles of the past to liberate the space sector. He said for nearly 70 years the space sector was working behind a veil of self-imposed secrecy which deprived the sector of resources and knowledge. ISRO Chairman S. Somnath said this year the National Space Day is being celebrated across the length and breadth of the country with the participation of departments, ministries, educational institutions, science organizations, NGOs and the general public. He said there is a lot of enthusiasm among people on National Space Day. The Supreme Court today adjourned the hearing of Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal's pleas challenging his arrest and seeking bail in the case registered by the CBI over the alleged Delhi liquor policy scam. The hearing has been adjourned till the 5th of September after the CBI sought time to file a counter-affidavit in the matter. Director General of Akashvani, Moshmi Chakraborty, and Additional Director General L. Madhunag today planted saplings in Akashvani premises in New Delhi under the initiative Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam. And with that, we end this news bulletin.